Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 157. Risen with Christ. As a constant reader of present truth, I should be obliged if you would enlighten me. The text in question read respectively thus. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and no man has ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Here is what would seem to be a contradiction, if one did not know the Bible. But knowing the Bible to be the Word of God, we know that it cannot be contradictory. If a man has never deceived us, if we have been well acquainted with him for years, and we have found that all his sayings, no matter how apparently incredible, were always strictly true, and that he never speaks without a definite purpose, we should never think of doubting him, whatever he said. Even so it should be with our relation to the Bible. We have proved its truth so constantly, that whenever we find an apparent contradiction we at once set about discovering what deep truth is revealed in it. I say this by way of introduction, not because I think the question indicates doubt, but in order that all may have their attention called to the manner in which we should approach the Bible. Now to come to the point. Jesus plainly stated to Nicodemus that no man except himself had ascended into heaven, yet we know that both Enoch and Elijah were taken to heaven without death, and that Moses was raised from the dead, and taken to heaven, because he appeared with Elijah in glory on the Mount of Transfiguration, talking with Jesus about his approaching death. What then, since Jesus came into the world to bear witness to the truth, and is the truth, is the only conclusion? Manifestly this, that those men did not ascend to heaven independently, but in Christ. The two seemingly contradictory texts are an illustration of the truths slated in the following scriptures. In Christ Jesus you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments and ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all, and in all. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, winky face, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The truth set forth in all these is that Christ is the one man in whom salvation is found. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, even the deep things of God. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Consequently, no man out of Christ can know the things of the Spirit. Nicodemus, like the other Jewish rulers, and so many others, was endeavoring to solve spiritual mysteries by his own carnal mind, and Jesus showed him that it was impossible. No man can know heavenly things unless he is born from above, and the Son of Man, the Word made flesh, is the one through whom this new birth is effected. But the Son of Man on earth is also in heaven. Whoever is in Christ, no more living his own life, but Christ living in him, has ascended with him into the heavenly places, to see and experience the deep mysteries of God, even though he is yet upon this earth. So Elijah and Enoch and Moses, when they ascended into heaven, ascended in Christ, continuing under the perfect conditions of heaven the same experiences that they had here on earth when risen with Christ. May this also be our experience.